Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
You know, sometimes you just have to dive in to hope. I'm in a situation in my life that I have no control over what is going on. Every day is a different emotion. So my dad's starting to take a turn for the worse. He's getting weaker. He's getting less cognitive abilities. He is struggling. And so we're talking about putting him on another medication, another chemo treatment to go for the B-cell lymphoma stuff that we think is the problem. We have had no definitive tests. So a couple of days ago, I was in great spirits because my dad was almost like himself, joking and being sarcastic and making fun. And he had energy and he was able to walk, not half steps, but full steps with a walker. And I was so excited. And my husband said, "Oh, be careful. You know, like, manage your hope." I can't remember what that phrase is, but a lot of people say, "Hey, let's not get too excited here. Let's not be too hopeful." And that, to me, I'm going to appreciate the day. If the day is a triumphant day with my dad or with me or where I've seen God or I've found, you know, love and mercy or whatever, if that day is filled with beauty and love and peace and joy, then I am going to absolutely embrace it and to eat it up, really, just to enjoy and be basking, bathing, marinating, whatever word you want, in that hope. Even though the next day may bring trials where I feel like the rug was pulled right out from under me. That's what taking it day by day is all about. And you may not have a situation where someone's in a hospital fighting for their life, but you may have your own situation that, again, you feel like day by day you just don't have the control over it. Maybe it's a child of yours who's battling something, some addiction or some harmful behavior, that some days are good, some days are bad. But this is why we've got to take it in the 24-hour journey. Because God wants us to have joy and he wants us to have hope. And it's hard sometimes in the grim reality of life to find that hope and that joy, especially if we box it up and we try to, like, "Ooh, don't get too hopeful here. You know, don't get too excited, because then you'll be really let down." That's not how it's supposed to work. Embrace the good, the little good, even the little things that happen in your life. The coffee that you had this morning, the fact that you had food, maybe you've got a job and a car to get there and a house to live in. You got a wonderful spouse. He or she may not be the most perfect spouse, but let's start looking at the good and not the bad. Let's look at the positive and the hope that we have in our life and in the promises of Jesus. I'm kind of in that situation right now. where we just got bad news and we're going to have to go with another chemo treatment. And I'm just trying to deal with it. We have to make a decision. Is it going to be today? Is it going to be tomorrow? And I'm not there. There are some risks. It's tough. It's hard to keep positive, but I also have to have hope because some of these drugs, and you know me, everyone, I don't even take an aspirin. I am not a fan of the medical establishment. Certainly not a fan of chemo treatments at all. But I got to look at facts. I have to look at what's happening with my dad and say, okay, he has responded, but not to the quote unquote underlying condition, which they don't even know what it is. That's the kicker for me. We don't have a test. Well, there is a test where we could hopefully see these B-cell lymphomas. We've had the test and they didn't show up because steroids somehow masked them, we were told. But we have to take a leap of faith, and that is kind of where we all have to look at our lives and let God guide us and still have that hope. I'm sure you've got kids out there who are not practicing the faith, or family members and friends. You've probably got issues with work, maybe your boss or a coworker. Maybe you've got something going on with people at your parish. I mean, people in general are difficult. I used to say work would be easy if it wasn't for people, because everybody is different. Everybody has had such a different upbringing in life. And as they live today, they are dealing with different things that you and me and everybody else around them have no idea what's going on. For a while there, I wasn't telling anybody what was going on my podcasts or on my videos because I didn't know if it was the right time, if my dad was ready to go public with it with his family and friends, and then all of a sudden it became public and then I started talking about it. But it was very difficult to come to you all on a podcast while I'm going through a situation where my father is basically fighting for his life. And I'm still in that situation. So it's very bizarre, but it is the moment that reminds me when I think about what I'm dealing with, I gotta share it with you. It's not always gonna be an update on my dad, but it is an update on how am I, as a Catholic Christian, trying my best to be loving, patient, kind, and to listen to God, and to have hope, and to be okay with whatever comes my way. Because we're going to talk to this pharmacist later today, and she's going to tell us all the risks of this chemo drug, and I'm sure it is not going to be pretty. I'm looking at my dad right now, who can barely even stand out of a chair, who is so exhausted, and I can tell. Yet, 4-5 days ago, he was a different man. I thought he was coming back. I thought he was bouncing back because of the first low-dose chemo drugs that we were giving him. So I sit here doing my best to stay in God's arms. Because if I don't, I am going to be an emotional wreck. I am going to allow my emotions to get to me just like now. But you have to understand, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know I can bust out in tears. I'm an emotional person and I embrace the tears. People say that I have the Holy Spirit gift of tears. Okay, I do. Even my brothers called me Kendra the Crier when I was growing up. So yes, I have that. And I'm okay with it. Sometimes it bothers me, but for the most part, I'd rather be attached to my emotions than to be numb to them. You know what I mean? I'd rather have those highs and those lows and experience them than to be neutral. So, yeah, It's emotional, but I'm also processing the emotions, so I'll allow the tears to come. I will capture the thought of any kind of despair or dread. I will kick out any of the spirits. I am just about to listen to Father Ripperger. It's a YouTube video. And he's saying, look, you've got to fight the spiritual war in order to be holy. So how often are you guys identifying when you are being attacked by evil spirits? Whether it's through someone else, whether it's through situations in your life, I could be attacked right now through my dad. There could be evil spirits that are attacking him, even though he's just gone through the confession and the anointing of the sick. Even though this happens, you know, we can have things that come at us from the outside. We can also be obsessive in our own minds where they attack us, where I could sit here all day, every day. I'm going to lose my dad. He's going to die. I'm not going to have him here. Where all I do is think about that, and I can't even have a functioning day. If we're allowing this stuff to happen and we don't cast it out and we don't fight and we don't put the armor of God on every day, that means reading scripture, hearing what he's telling us, and looking at our day and seeing how are we or are we not walking with or without him, we're just walking blindly and relying on ourselves, which is pride, by the way, so take that to confession. And let's fall back in God's arms, in his grace. And let's ask Mary to guide us and lead us. Think about all of the beautiful apparitions and all of the fantastic names that we call Our Lady. Think about how many people travel to places that Mary's been cited and how many healings and miracles happen from people who pilgrimage to those places. Mary, please help us. Let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask your beautiful creation, Mary, our Blessed Mother, to step into everyone's life right now, whatever they are specifically dealing with, where Mary can help give grace into their hearts and their souls, to help them to manage the emotions and to let go and let God into their heart, into their minds, into their souls, into their bodies, where they can be relaxed and in peace no matter what situation they're in right now. Lord, help all of us to do more sacrifices for the ones that we love, who are in pain, who are in lost, who are lost in this world. We have so many people who have yet to come back home, Lord. Mary, we ask you to bring them to your Son, just like you did us. Help us to accept where we are and know that God is at work, even though we may not see it. We are being sanctified, or those around us are being sanctified. Jesus, come into our hearts and heal them. Holy Spirit, sanctify us and transform us. And Mary, the mediatrix of grace, please pour out grace into our day. Help us to have that peace, that joy, that love that can only be found in God. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whatever is going on, try your best to give it to God. Give him those emotions of despair. Remember, faith, hope, love. The opposite, doubt, despair, and selfishness. So in the time of crisis, let's not fall into doubting God. Let's not fall into despair as if there is no hope. Remember, don't box in hope. Don't box it in. And last but not least, don't be selfish. Be selfless, especially to those around you who are also dealing with this situation that you're in. And keep this in the back of your mind if you are out there not having anything going on in your life and life is pretty good. Be grateful. Tell God, thank you so much for where I am at this moment in my journey. It's beautiful, God. I can see you everywhere, and I am thoroughly enjoying the consolation. I am not in desolation. I'm not in the valley. Too often, we forget to thank Him when we are in these situations of positive things in our life. So for those of you who are out there in that situation, don't forget to thank Him. And by the way, even if you're not in a good situation, thank Him also. Remember, blessings are everywhere. We just got to look. My brothers and I are getting closer. We're saying, I love you every time we touch the phone and we hang up or we hug each other and we leave. It's, I love you, I love you. I love you to Dad. Everyone just kind of pulling in. No one is getting irritated or aggravated. And we very much could, but we're not. And that is a grace. That is a blessing. Okay, it's getting long. All right, everyone, I love you all. Find something more with God today. Stay in today and relish in the trials and the triumphs and keep hope alive. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.